Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Broadcasting remote today, so it might sound a little fancier or might sound a little different, but either way, we're getting you guys the news today as one of the biggest headlines are these Hawaii wildfires. There has been a several fires that are ripping right now through residential areas as well as buildings, commercial areas in Maui. And we are being told that their health services are becoming overwhelmed. Sadly, we're hearing that multiple people are feared dead. And many are now fearing for their lives as these are being called, quote, apocalyptic wildfires. Now, they say that the fires are being fanned by winds from Hurricane Dora, and many structures have been burned. There's been forced evacuations, multiple power outages, and that 911 has been overwhelmed with calls. The worst of the fires is on Maui. One fire in Kula, which is central Maui, is raging in a very, very I don't want to say highly populated area, but an area where we have many tourists, not only and residential areas. I think even Oprah lives near there. They say 911 services in most of Maui have been disconnected, according to Daily Mail, due to downed cell towers. This is hampering evacuation efforts. I don't know if you're watching the footage of it, but it is very, very striking. So they say we are already in communication with other hospital systems about relieving the burden. The reality is that we need to fly people out of Maui to get them burn support because Maui Hospital cannot do extensive burn treatment. So when we need burn care, there's different level hospitals. We have level one trauma centers, and we rate hospitals based on, not rate in terms of customer rating, but in terms of levels, based on what they're able to do. And burn care, having a burn care unit, cannot be using resources from ICU, SCU, IMC, and the other, or the trauma unit. Burn care, even though we will take care of burns in any hospital bed we have, you want a burn care center that is separate from the other necessary departments within a hospital. And burn care, people are at very high risk for infection. They're at high risk for dehydration. They're in pain because they lost one of the a part of their largest organ that's protecting them, the skin. And so burn care units are very highly specially trained in take care of these individuals. And even though, yes, we can take care of burns, we do prefer burn care because it takes a lot of dressing changes, a lot of hydration, and a lot of care and hands-on care. So they say on Wednesday morning, firefighters worked to put out the flames. 911, however, was still down. Cell service was down. Phone service was down. And the Maui County has not been able to communicate with residents on the west side, the Lahaina side. Lahaina is huge as a tourist attraction as well. And so radio, AM radio, guys, you know, that's it's one of the best tools during the emergency broadcast system, one of the best tools you could use to reach out to individuals. They're now trying to deploy individuals to go into areas with satellite phone service. They say we have only been in contact with perhaps one hotel because the one hotel that has satellite phones. That, you know, it's frightening. Obviously, the air quality is extremely affected. And so they say in Lahaina, 12 people had to be rescued from the harbor after jumping into the water in a desperate attempt to escape the smoke and heat from the wildfires. We always tell people, stay out of the water. Do not get into the water. You could become hypothermic. I don't care how warm the water you think feels to you. There's sharks, obviously, in the area. But when you're avoiding a wildfire, they did the best they could. They say fire chiefs yesterday warned residents to evacuate their homes before it was too late. The fire can be a mile or more from your house, but in a minute or two, it can be at your house. Burning airborne materials can light fires a great distance away from the main body of the fire because of the winds. So Acting Governor Sylvia Lake issued an emergency proclamation on behalf of Governor Josh Green, who is traveling. The Hawaii National Guard has been activated. Fire crews on Maui are battling multiple blazes right now. West Maui and an inland mountainous region. So, you know, we'll keep you posted on that. We don't have the number of how many buildings were burned. We don't have, unfortunately, how many people have been hurt. But right now, 13,000 customers in Maui have been without power. That's according to Hawaiian Electric. And the wind gusts are causing helicopters to defer some of their work because they're trying to dump water on the fires. And there's also roads that have been blocked by downed trees and power lines. You don't have a lot of roads in Hawaii. You only have a couple main arteries, and then there's a lot of side roads. So this is obviously very, very challenging and very, very scary time. They say in the Kula area of Maui, at least two homes were destroyed in a fire that engulfed about 1,100 acres. We're hoping most of the area is still more rural, but there's not a lot to Maui. It's a beautiful island. It's a big island. It takes about a day, day and a half to drive around, assuming you're stopping to pee, but it still is home to thousands of people. So we'll keep you posted on that. Obviously, wildfire smoke is nothing anybody wants to breathe in. It has carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, wood particles, formaldehyde, acrolein, which is used as a pesticide and known to be carcinogenic, benzene, of course, plastics, and any of the things that are burned. That gets into the wildfire and spreads, and then thousands of other respiratory irritants. So once they can control the fires and they can control the burn victims, then they have to deal with those with respiratory issues. Well, or they're probably dealing with them now. You could have coughing, wheezing, difficulty breathing, chest pain, mucus production, dizziness, lightheadedness, fatigue, racing heart. Those that have COPD, asthma, chronic bronchitis can have flare-ups. Meanwhile, we're still in a COVID wave. And then, of course, those with heart conditions like angina, heart attack, and cardiac arrhythmias could be at risk. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're broadcasting remote today. We will be back in the studio tomorrow. So I just want to speak for a couple seconds on this Barbie movie, which I think everybody is so sick of hearing. But I finally saw it for myself because I didn't want to commend it or criticize it based on the clips that I saw. And I was shocked. Honestly, I was really hoping to like it. I really wanted to like it. Even though I didn't really like Barbies or play with Barbies, I love Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, and the cast was incredible. Had a very, very strong cast. But I don't understand why they would waste such an opportunity with such a horrible storyline. You know, I was rooting for it, and there was one piece, and I don't want to give you guys spoilers, where it looked like, okay, wait a second, they're about to turn this into, now I see why it's a blockbuster. And then they just dropped the ball, and it's almost like the writers were limited. I mean, Hollywood writers are some of the most brilliant, creative people. And it felt like as soon as the writers wanted to go somewhere with it, they had to stop and throw in an anti-man theme or text or quote or... And I'm like, okay, wait a second. Go back. Get back on the saddle. You were starting to go somewhere with this. And then it starts to go down a piece of the story. You're like, wait a second. It's getting good. And then it's like the writer's like, well, wait a second. We've gone this long in the movie. You got to throw another anti-man quip in there. And it actually insulted women a lot in this movie. And I don't understand. There were kids in the audience. It was odd. It was a very, very odd movie, and you want to like it. Beautiful colors, amazing cast, but there was so much cringeworthy moments. The comedy, you had Will Ferrell. You had Margot Robbie, who can be fantastic from a comedy standpoint. You had Ryan Gosling. You had, I forget her name. She did a fantastic job. She was in Ghostbusters. You had Helen Mirren. Very underused. Helen Mirren was in there, had one, maybe a couple lines, one very funny, but I saw the humor lost on the audience. There was almost a couple relief laughs, but, you know, but that's not what I want to talk about, per se. Yeah, movies, yeah, they come and go. Some movies do well, some movies don't. What, though, is blowing my mind is how somebody decided that Oppenheimer is Republican, and Barbie is Democrat. And if you're Democrat, you need to support Barbie. If you're Republican, you need to support Oppenheimer. I thought Oppenheimer was a good movie. Did it have to be 3 hours? Was it the movie of the century? No, it was a good movie. But it seemed like the media wanted this war to see who would win the next election. Would it be Barbie or Oppenheimer? Did Barbie bring in more money than Oppenheimer? Well, Oppenheimer didn't open in a lot of the theaters. Now, so of course, Barbie was in more theaters, and it still is playing, and you know the seats, a lot of the theaters I noticed had more seats. So, yeah, you can obviously sell more tickets for Barbie. But there were individuals saying, oh, I'm so glad it did well. I'm so glad the movie did well. What really we should be as Americans saying is, can we please have a good movie? I see people trying to boost up the reviews so that it doesn't hurt one political party's cause. The problem is that's hurting the, I have a lot of liberal friends and conservative friends, you know, they're kind of honest about it. And they're like, wasn't that good? That doesn't mean they are giving up their allegiance to a political party. You can't say that a movie wasn't that good. You know, I don't want to do spoilers, but a big problem I have as a woman is when there is a man-bashing rant, it doesn't make women look good. You know, and it almost seemed like the movie needed to be on the shoulders and heads of the men it was insulting. And, you've seen the theme where there's, you know, the Barbie world and the real world, and they make, you've seen the previews, and the real world, you don't see any, you know, hardly any women in power. They have, you know, men pretending that they're the only ones who could be CEOs. I mean, last time I looked, we have women in power here. So I really wouldn't have called that the real world. You know, they had, themes of sexual assault and officers being sexually harassing. And, I know a lot of police officers. I've never necessarily been fingerprinted, but I don't think that the officers stand there commenting on what you're wearing and how it looks. And so it was, what was supposed to be a make-believe movie tried to have real-life themes, and you walk out of there going, they just made women look like we're complainers, were anti-man, were petty, we're crybabies, and that's not what women are. It almost looks like Mattel tried to apologize for Barbie. a good part of the beginning of the movie was almost apologizing for making the toy. And it was just very painful to watch. It was sad. It was depressing. And, you know, when you see the pink and you see the smile and you see that, you're like, okay, this could be really, really cool. You know, we could see Barbie try to break out of her blonde bombshell shell. You know, it'd show how inaccurate the body, figure is of the type, and how the heels weren't, you know, the most convenient footwear, and how Barbie goes on these adventures and shows that she is, you know, like any other woman, capable of X, Y, and Z, and then you could have, you know, the other Barbies fight and the Kens. There was a lot of storylines they could have done, and instead it just felt like that the writers had alarm clocks go off saying, okay, we've been 4 minutes in, we have to do another bashing. Now, and it did nothing for men. It, you know, it except made men look, I don't know. To me, I was really disappointed. And so what I want the public to do is, I don't care if you support Biden or Trump or Green Party, but if something is not very good, all right, don't lie. Don't give it false reviews or false accolades, because that's what Hollywood's going to do. And I don't think we need any more man bashing or women looking bad. The concentration on the vagina at the end was absurd. You know, I'm like, okay, you're trying to go through all this, trying to, you know, show that women could rule the world. In fact, they actually wanted women to rule the world and men be submissive to them. And then they bring up the gynecology aspect. It just doesn't make sense. Now, the director maybe did some great directing, because the stars were, as I said, fantastic. But the storyline, and I really don't want to blame the writers, because I think they were I think they were forced to do something that ridiculous. So I understand that people are trying to use boycotts, like the Bud Light, Dylan McIlvaney boycott, or these movies to try to air what they want in society. But a lot of men went, you know, to this movie to please their date. And, you know, I don't know how many more movies the average person, even me as a female, could sit through with those. And so if Hollywood wants to have a successful movie, can you try to leave politics or insulting or exaggerations out of it? I mean, we know that women were oppressed, and in many cases, women still are. But this was flipping Barbie. This wasn't a documentary. This wasn't supposed to be a feminist Bible. Yeah? And, as a woman who has, you know, a father, brothers, a husband, sons, yeah, I don't need to feel better about myself ripping on men who I love. You know, and where I stand with this is, if Barbie was a really, really good movie and a fun movie, you know how many adventure actors are male, like the Indiana Jones and all that? They could have made tons of movies with Barbie, making her such a cool character. But they didn't. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration set to outline plans to prohibit some investments in Chinese technology to keep U.S. money from bolstering China's military and other threats to national security. Ohio voters said no to stricter rules on passing amendments to the state constitution. Preliminary election results show issue one failed yesterday, with roughly 57% of voters saying no. The Iowa State Fair that opens tomorrow offers a critical test for Republican presidential candidates that are not named Donald Trump. The former president holding a big lead over all the other candidates for the 2024 GOP nomination. Polling shows the former president holding a big lead with 44% of support. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis with 20%. All others less than 10. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many kids are back to school, and many other school districts are getting ready for a new school year. So you're going to start seeing the school buses hit the streets. Remember, school zones are back in enforcement, so you're going to have to watch the speed limits, watch out for the buses with the stop signs and the numbers. But they say for many districts, the ride to school has never been better thanks to clean and affordable energy options. So coming back, one of my favorite guests to join us to talk to us about this is President CEO of PERC, Propane Education and Research Council, Tucker Perkins, to talk to us about back to school safe school bus alternatives. Tucker, thank you so much for coming back.
Great to be back with you. I was looking forward to it myself.
Awesome. So, you know, talk to us about school districts and the need to have cleaner school buses.
Yeah, it's just a great time of year as we think about going back to school to start talking about making this diesel's last decade. Let's give these children a better ride to school. And they deserve this better ride, right? They deserve to have this clean, safe, healthy ride to school. You do not get that in a diesel school bus. You get that in a modern propane school bus. It's better for the child. It's better for the school system. It's better for the environment. And it's time to put them into a propane-powered school bus.
I took buses to school, and waiting at the bus stop and the exhaust. And the, so, I mean, I knew I was getting sick because I had trouble breathing. And then I would get on the bus, and it would still be, you know, that air. And, it, and you know, I'm glad that we're finally moving forward on that. Talk to us about propane buses.
Well, you know, what you just said, I hear it day in and day out from students, from drivers, and often from people in the school system, because you think about that cloud of black smoke you talk about. We've all been behind the bus when it pulls away. We see that cloud of black smoke. We now know what's in that cloud of black smoke, right? Pollutants that are harmful to everyone's lungs, but particularly harmful to young children. Creates asthma, bronchitis, a whole host of bronchial diseases. And when you go into a propane school bus, that cloud of black smoke is gone. It's wonderful for the child. Much better for the community. These buses are quieter. They're quieter on your streets. And lastly, they're better for the climate as we think about reducing carbon.
Absolutely. What's the cost looking like? How do school districts pay for this?
You know, rarely do you have such a good story that I just told without having an exorbitant cost. These buses are now the same price as diesel.
Woo-hoo.
And so for the initial cost, the buses cost the same. And by the way, the government right now has a $5 billion fund to help even eliminate some of those costs. But the real benefit in these buses is that they cost half that to operate of a diesel, so half the operating cost. In fact, take all the diesel buses in this country, move them to propane buses, we could save enough money to put 23,000 teachers into the classroom, new teachers into the classroom. That's how you can change student education by changing the transportation system.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. I've had parents of my asthma patients say they have to drive their kids to school because their child can't ride a bus because it'll exacerbate their asthma. You know, it is. This is something that is really going to help the school districts as well as the students. So how many school districts do you know are already incorporating this?
Well, today we have nearly 22,000 school buses operating across this country. And as you're talking about, that's something I didn't realize until just 5 or 6 years ago. 74%, I think, of the children in the L.A. basin suffer some kind of asthma or chronic illness that way. Children around the country, but particularly in the urban centers, are experiencing breathing difficulties. And we're able to eliminate that by getting rid of this diesel and putting them into a propane bus, not to mention what it does just for the other members of those communities. So today we're proud to talk about our 22,000. That leaves 500,000 diesel buses operating every day. And that's what we need to get rid of, those 500,000 dirty diesel school buses.
And I think a lot of our neighbors are going to like that because now that many people work from home or they have, you know, swing shift, they're asleep in the morning. And hearing that, you know, the sounds of the bus, you know, a quieter neighborhood is definitely something I know people want. So how do parents ask for this? How do we make this happen?
Well, we want parents to learn the facts. And we have a website for them, betterourbuses.com. That website's betterourbuses.com. And it's a place for parents to go to learn the facts, to learn what to say and maybe where to say it, how to engage, and to become a part of this transition from diesel to propane-powered school buses. Betterourbuses.com.
Betterourbuses. Great, great. Anything else you'd like to share with my listeners?
Well, I would love to talk with you later on as we think about this migration, to talk about even changes we're making as we think about renewable fuels. You know, we talk some about renewable fuels like renewable diesel or sustainable aviation fuel. We're making renewable propane. In many cases, we're doing it now in school buses, and we're able to make zero carbon or even negative carbon fuels. And so tremendously beneficial to the environment. And that'll be the next step. Now, that'll be another talk. Right now, our focus is to get rid of these diesel buses, make this diesel's last decade, and choose propane.
I love it. Tucker Perkins, President and CEO of PERC, Propane Education Research Council. One more time, give us the website.
BetterOurBuses.com. Thank you so much.
Love it. Anytime. Can't wait to have you back, Tucker. Thanks for all the great work you do.
Thank you.
All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, it's interesting. I did the whole school bus thing for years. I went to 12 schools. And so, my parents either worked or they were asleep. If there was a school bus, they said, you're going on it. I lived in mostly apartments. So fortunately, the buses would be, roughly within a half mile of the apartment that I lived. So I could, get there myself. But it was very, very frustrating how dirty the exhaust was. And the bus, I don't know if the bus driver did this on purpose, but you would think the bus driver would bring the door to where you were. Now, again, mind you, this was in the 70s and 80s. But instead, they would drive past you. And you're like, are they stopping? Well, of course, they had to choose a spot that wasn't right there in an intersection because you might be on a corner and they can't stop on a corner because they have to get out of the way. But you would actually be behind the bus. And then you would have to run to get on the bus that was there, and then sometimes they would even start to go, and I really think some of them were like, huh, this is funny. I'm like, no, it's not funny. And I just would get, so much smoke into my face, and it was very, very frustrating, so much exhaust. But, the one thing many people have been talking to me about is their lung capacity since COVID. And I don't think it's in your head. Many of us are noticing that we're getting more dyspneic, where we're struggling a little bit to breathe when we're doing more activity. And I think COVID, for those of us who got it, really did a number on our lungs. And so our kids that have been exposed to also, hopefully they didn't have severe COVID like adults did. Hopefully they don't have long COVID. But I'm starting to see more diagnosed with asthma or bronchitis or chronic lung issues. And I just wonder if, is it the air and the pollution, or is it that we have this assault on our respiratory tree that COVID did is leaving long-lasting changes? I mean, I've climbed mountains before. I've hiked. I haven't had issues lately. I notice I have to stop for more breath. And I'm like, is it my heart? Is there? And by the way, don't always blame COVID. Please check your heart. Please always get a cardiac exam and make sure that any sort of difficulty breathing isn't something else that has been misdiagnosed. But for those of you going, I was in shape and now I don't feel like I'm as in shape. Now, that could have been what COVID did. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Listens to radio at night. EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Broadcasting remotely today, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of the big headlines today, not really being reported by a lot of the news, is some of the details on Joe Biden and some of the foreign cash that came to the family. And, you know, this is something I really don't like to talk about or concentrate on my show, but I do find it fascinating that in the news it's always Trump, 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 who I'm also kind of sick of hearing about. I don't always want to hear about, you know, Trump's legal issues. But there's this continual trend that we're seeing, whether it's in Hollywood, whether it's in politics, whether it's in media, to, you know, bias one side versus the other. So what the latest has been is new detailed bank records show $20 million in payments given to the Biden family from foreign actors in Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, while Joe Biden was vice president. They say House Oversight Republicans released this document suggesting that Hunter and his former business partner, Devin Archer, used quote-unquote shell companies to hide millions in payments from overseas companies and oligarchs. Now, from what I'm understanding, none of the newly released records directly say money went to Joe. But this does start to look obviously very, very concerning. Archer had testified that Joe was present in person during dinner meetings and sat in on at least 20 phone calls with foreign associates. And then they say, oops, Hunter Biden used $142,000 wired from Kazakh oligarch to a shell company to buy a Porsche before setting up a dinner with his father, Joe. So, yeah, it does look suspicious. They say bank records also reveal links between Russian billionaire Yelena Bacharina and the Biden family, as well as $1 million yearly payments to Hunter and Archer for their positions in the Ukrainian oil company in Burisma's board of directors. How do we get jobs that give us $1 million annually? I mean, I don't know much about Hunter Biden or what his qualifications are, you know, because you see all the porn pictures and the drug pictures. But you know, some of us have, you know, really a lot of qualifications. Why can't we get paid $1 million salary a year? That would really be nice. They say they show that Bacharina, the wife of former Moscow mayor, has links to Vladimir Putin, wired $3.5 million to Rosemont Seneca Thornton, a shell company belonging to Hunter and Archer. This is back in 2014. They say then $750,000 were then transferred directly to Archer. Bank record shows a transfer of $3.5 million on February 14th and then another transfer of $2.7 million, I guess, 1 month later. So I don't want to go into all that, but you know, we've been talking about legacy in schools, and we've been talking about, you know, Joe Biden's role. If he's vice president and his family is making money while he's vice president, how much does that indict him? And, you know, I get that families will use other families' influence. And I get that, you know, people name drop, and there's, you know, this world has been about who you know. You know, when you see actors and you wonder, you know, who are they related to? And then you find out, oh, you know, they're Debbie Reynolds' daughter, or they're related to the Coppola family, or they're, you know, you go, okay, oh, I get it. Now, many of them are talented. Nicolas Cage is very, very talented. Carrie Fisher was very talented. You know, these people that had, you know, connections into Jennifer Grey, very talented, being the daughter of Joel Grey. They are, she's my third or fourth cousin. We've never met. But, you know, but trust me, I did not get into radio because I'm related to Jennifer Grey. I'm telling you that right now. Right? But there's people are related to each other. I get that. And, you know, sometimes that does add a little bit of power to your resume. But if there was anything intentional or somebody was using their political standing or their parents' political standing to work with individuals who are foreign and it can sway policy, that is very, very unethical. And so, you know, people ask, you know, gosh, well, you know, why is everybody after Joe Biden? What, you know, what's the big deal? He could barely even get through a speech these days. Well, because we want integrity. We have a lot of debate on what happened with the last election and how much of those votes that Joe won were, you know, dead people versus double mail-in ballots, or, you know, or if it all was on the up and up. And so the American people still want integrity. They may not care about what's in movies, but they want to know that they could trust things, that if somebody says something, they could trust them. Nobody wants to think that we're being lied to about Putin or lied to about Xi Jinping or lied to about Kim Jong-un. They want to know that if Biden gets behind a microphone, it is all about us as the American people. That's why many people found fault with Trump. They thought that he was making money off the presidency, even though he actually was losing money being president than being able to run his businesses. But if at all people thought that the presidency was making the money, that it starts to make people a little more suspicious of their intentions. Now, mind you, you become president, your books sell, there's movies made after you. I mean, yes, it is a huge benefit. But for active money to be going in and out of the hands of foreign players into family companies is very, very odd. And I don't know why they would allow that to happen while he was vice president, because it would be found out. I mean, people have been talking about this now for years. And why would Obama even let that happen? Obama doesn't want his presidency tainted and his run tainted to think that there was inappropriate funds and unethical things being done by people within his cabinet or within the executive branch. And so you know, I'm not sure where this is going, but because my guess is it's just not going with the speed that is going with Trump. So my guess is not much is really going to happen until Biden is out of office if he doesn't get reelected. But, you know, for those of you that are in a position where you can benefit, that there's a lot of perks, please be careful and please review everything with a good attorney. Now, I get, you know, doctors used to get a free pen. And if you got a free pen, people made it like you were the most unethical person. If I need a pen to sign what the drug reps need and they say, keep it, you touched it already, you know, it's yours. I mean, come on. Now, were doctors wined and dined? Yeah, they were. But if anybody did, let's say, invite me to dinner to listen to a lecture and they would feed you while going to the lecture, if I didn't like the drug, I didn't write the drug. How many Vioxx meetings did I go to, and then when I realized I didn't like my patient's blood pressure, I stopped writing it. If you like the drug and medicine, you're going to write it. It's not about a dinner. It's not about a pen. So, you know, many of us do have jobs that allow a lot of influence, allow a lot of perks. When it's in the political eyes, it's all a no-no. And even though they could say, well, it's Hunter, Hunter has yet to prove to the American public that he was worth the money he got. I mean, what did he do that was so worthy of these hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars? I mean, what is he a genius of? And so, you know, in fact, they say in 2018, Hunter was driving a Porsche in Las Vegas and apparently took photos of himself smoking crack behind the wheel. We're finding it really, really hard to believe that this wasn't, you know, but Joe wasn't involved, because why would Hunter be that desired, you know, from a, from a CEO or from a business management perspective? So, you know, for those of you that do get perks, for the love of God, please be careful. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.